No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Casey Johnson talks about the future of Ayo Dosunmu with the Chicago Bulls team, specifically saying that the Chicago Bulls are no longer entertaining trade offers for Ayo Dosunmu. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Plus, Kevin Huerter and Josh Giddey created a nice impact on the court together as Kevin Huerter turned into a little bit of an underrated player on the Chicago Bulls. And we're going to look at the training camp battle over the starting small forward position, one of the more entertaining battles and interesting ones probably going into Chicago Bulls training camp. We're going to talk about all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host here, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. So, direct quote from Casey Johnson yesterday on the fast break saying this: all signs point to Ayo Dosunmu returning to the Bulls. Dosunmu can't necessarily be categorized as a member of the Bulls' young core anymore, considering how long he's been around, but he's still a player who could theoretically continue to expand his game in the future. Casey Johnson went on to also talk about how the Bulls, you know, that at one point in time, they were getting a lot of trade calls on Ayo Dosunmu. Those have all stopped at this point. And it seems like the Bulls are committed to keeping Ayo Dosunmu around on this team, at least for the foreseeable future. Now, maybe some things do change at the trade deadline. You just never know what could happen at that point in time. But as it stands right now, looks like Ayo Dosunmu is on his way staying here. And that's not a bad thing. You know, one of the things that I've realized about doing this job in Bulls fans is that, you know, some Bulls fans, and I do think it's more of a vocal, smaller community, they just don't value players. And they're always looking at the next thing. And some of it happens, too, with Bears fans. And maybe this is just a thing that happens with every, fan base of every team. But, like, the amount of people that in the last few days that I've seen, you know, talk about Ayo as if he's like some bad basketball player is weird to me. Like, he's going to be on a really reasonable contract. He's probably going to sign out of the three pending free agents, Josh Giddey, Kobe, and Ayo Dosunmu, that all need deals between now and next year. He's probably going to be the one that signs on the most reasonable contract while also impacting the floor, the only one that impacts the floor consistently on both sides of the ball, right? And again, one of the things I always look at as Ayo's numbers when he's a starter, getting starter level minutes, they are night and day different, right? So, you know, and Ayo's going to have a role here. I'm no doubtful of that. Like, and I do think he's going to be one of those players that are going to compete for the starting small forward position. More on that to end the show. And Ayo is just one of those players to me that he performs well. He's fit into a multitude of roles. He's played four different positions since he's been here with the Chicago Bulls, starting off at point guard his first 2 years, eventually moving to the wing. He played a little bit of small power forward last year as well, neededly at some point in time when the Bulls roster was a little bit more depleted. I was just one of those Swiss Army knife type players that do a little bit of everything. Now, you know, me and my co-host over on Locked on Bulls, Pat the Designer, disagree a little bit. He likes to make the Alex Caruso comparison to Ayo. That's not really where I'm at. I look at Io, and I think he has considerably more offensive upside than Caruso, and he's not quite the disruptive defender that Alex Caruso is as far as getting in those passing lanes, things like that. But I look at a player in Io that you need defense, you need point of attack defense, and Io Dosunmu brings that considerably for this Bulls team. Last year was a step back for him, and you can't take that away overall, the shoulder injury, those type of things. But I think that Io, I had a video on it a little while ago. I think he's poised for a breakout season for the Chicago Bulls because, much like Kobe, I don't think his role is going to change drastically. Now, whether he starts to come off the bench, but I think the role that he played in being that small forward shooting guard combo player for the Chicago Bulls is going to be really good there. And he's turning into that 3-and-D type player that a lot of teams want and need on their roster. So I'm not mad at the Chicago Bulls, turning down trade calls and offers for Io. That's what we heard even at the trade deadline. People will remember that, at that trade deadline, reportedly the Bulls got more calls for Io than any other player, and they turned those trade calls down. And so between that and this offseason, at least points in the direction that the Bulls are probably leaning towards keeping Io Dosunmu here, but that doesn't mean that an offer can't be made at the trade deadline. We do know that there are going to be teams looking to add some stuff to their roster to go on playoff runs, championship runs, whatever it is, by the end of the season. And maybe one of those players that they do call on is Io Dosunmu. There's always a chance for that. And if that ends up being the case, we'll see what happens there. But so overall, it's just, we shall see. And I'm just going to leave it at that. We will see what happens with this team going forward into the future. And with Io Dosunmu specifically. Now, that wasn't the only player that Casey Johnson talked about. He had updates on Nikola Vucevic and Trey Jones as well. He talked about Trey Jones and how that Billy Donovan was one of the loudest voices in wanting to keep Trey Jones here in Chicago, and that you can expect to see Trey Jones play a lot of minutes because of Billy Donovan and how he views Trey Jones. And, that shouldn't be something that's too surprising. I think when you look at it, I mean, Trey Jones is clearly going to be the backup point guard. And then when you also look at the fact that he's played with Josh Giddey, he's played with Kobe. Hell, there's been times where Josh Giddey, Kobe, and Trey Jones were all on the court last year for the Chicago Bulls. So I do think that there's going to be minutes there for Trey. And I think Trey is going to, as long as he follows up on how he played when he was with the Chicago Bulls last year, hitting big shots, making really good passes when it came down to it, right? Those type of things. I even think Trey Jones came in here and it was an active defender in his 18 games here for the Chicago Bulls last season. So Trey has a lot that he can build off on. He's not going to be a volume shooter at all. When you look at it, he averages 6.5 shots per game for his NBA career, but that's why Trey can fit in with so many different lineups, because his pass, his assist to turnover ratio is amazing. Less than one turnover per game, basically, for his career. Right, he averages almost 5 assists per game for his career. And for a backup point guard, that's basically exactly what you need there. So I think Trey is going to bring a lot of what the Bulls need from that backup point guard position. He's going to be able to set players up. He's going to be able to stretch the floor a little bit when needed. I think that's all really good things. So hearing that there's a plan for Trey Jones, and that plan includes Billy Donovan probably playing him a lot of minutes, sounds good to me. I no knock on there. Now, the other thing that Casey Johnson did talk about as well was Nikola Vucevic. Talking so much to say that Nikola Vucevic, while the trade market is quiet now, that the Bulls are not planning on buying him. He called out the bad aggregation on Jake Fisher's video as well, where people have taken that. And you guys really, I try to do the best that I can here, but you guys really got to start going and looking at the sources of some of these articles, because pages like Diehard Chicago Bulls Fan and stuff like that will completely and utterly lie to you guys and have fans thinking things that are happening that just aren't happening. But all that aside, right? The Bulls are not going to buy out Nikola Vucevic. And, since that's happened, understandably so, since that, that report came out, there's been so many people like in the comment section, oh, well, when we buy out Vooch, a buyout is not happening. Again, go and watch the Jake Fisher video. You will see in the way that he said that, it was more so to highlight how unlikely a trade was at this time, not to say that a buyout was going to happen. And definitely wasn't what some of the aggregators have said since then, that, oh, a buyout is imminent. They're not buying out Nikola Vucevic. The interesting part on this is that, Casey did say that the Bulls are hopeful to extract some value out of Nikola Vucevic's contract, and they do hope that teams are going to be interested in Vooch around the trade deadline. Now, the problem that I have with that is that last year at the trade deadline, you told us you couldn't move Vooch, but a lot of groundwork has been done in an offseason move. Nothing happened, right? And that was a quote from Casey Johnson. So, here's the thing. Whether Vooch moves or Vooch is not moved, We shall see. It is what it is when it comes down to that. I told y'all, though, and I'm going to keep saying this because it is a possibility, and I know it's going to trigger some of y'all, but do not be surprised if Nikola Vucevic signs a Lonzo Ball-type extension with the Bulls, meaning in the thought process behind it, right, is that if the Bulls extend Nikola Vucevic on a reasonable contract, let's say, much like Lonzo got 2 years, $20 million, it was $10 million per with the player option in the second year. Let's say you give Vooch 2 years, $30 million with the player option in the second year. That makes him more easily movable. And the teams that then were hoping, oh, well, we could just wait out to free agency, are going to still have to deal with you. That's basically what the Bulls did with Lonzo. They didn't move Lonzo at the trade deadline, so they extended him. That way, in the offseason, teams that were planning and saying, hey, we're going to make a run for Lonzo in free agency, once the Bulls extended, was like, oh, crap, now we got to wait. And we're going to have to wait and try to make a trade with this Bulls team. And that's what the Bulls are going to probably try to do. I can completely see that happen. I'm not saying that that's exactly what's going to happen, but that is an opportunity for that to happen. I think people who are just thinking it's either going to be trade or buyout may be a little bit surprised what happens with Vooch at the trade deadline. But that's it for the updates from KC Johnson. I want to talk about this. Now, this was a article over by Andrew Hanlon over on Pimpin' Ain't Easy, in which he talked about the impact that Kevin Huerter had. I'm going to read some of the stats that he had in this article. Then we're going to talk about what they mean for the Chicago Bulls, right? When you look at Kevin Huerter, before he came to the Chicago Bulls in Sacramento, he played 43 games with 15 starts. He was only scoring 7.9 points per game on 21 minutes per game. He was shooting 41% from the field and career low 30% from three-point range. That's bad. Those just aren't good numbers, right? And Kevin Huerter came over to the Chicago Bulls team. I'm not going to say he did a complete 180, but he did turn things around and look and fit in really nice with this Chicago Bulls team. When you look at what he did last year for the Bulls, 26 games played, 16 starts. He averaged 13 points per game on 43% shooting from the field and got his three-point shooting percentage all the way up to 37%, taking 7 three-pointers per game for the Chicago Bulls, where he was taking less than 5 for the Sacramento Kings. The rebounds went up. The assists went up.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thing went up, and even he averaged 1.2 steals per game for the Chicago Bulls as well. And Kevin Huerter, while we're talking a lot about the three who can start, we're going to finish the episode with that. He played really well for the Chicago Bulls. When you look at NBA lineups that played at least 120 minutes over the final 15 games, including the Indiana Pacers and Minnesota Timberwolves, the lineup of Josh Giddey, Kobe White, Kevin Huerter, Modest Bouzelis, and Nikola Vucevic led the league in pace and was third in offensive rating with 124 and an effective field goal shooting percentage and true shooting percentage. They were third in the NBA with. Case in point, that starting five was really, really good. And when you look at it, the starting five of Giddey, White, Huerter, Vucevic, and Patrick Williams, even though I don't think Patrick Williams is going to start here, was even better. They scored 138.6 points per 100 possessions and were plus 26.3 and shot 56.1% from the field and 60% from deep. That, listen, what basically what you're saying here is Kevin Huerter had a positive impact for the Bulls. When you look at the Giddey and Kevin Huerter pairing, as a matter of fact, lineups that featured Kevin Huerter and Josh Giddey together had the best offensive rating of any Bulls that appeared in at least 20 games together. Those groups were third in net rating at plus 17.6 and a top in effective field goal shooting percentage in 62.6 and true shooting percentage in 65.3. Basically, is that you worked out something that it wasn't just like we talk a lot about the Josh Giddey and Kobe White balance. It wasn't just that. Kevin Huerter played an important role into that. And so, you know, when we talk a lot about these things, and even, you know, I put out the poll the other day on who should be the starting three, which we're going to pick up on there. We're going to talk a little bit about that poll and pick up on that conversation here at the end of the show, is that Kevin Huerter came to the Chicago Bulls and basically he did exactly what he needed to do. He played much better. He fit into the system and scheme. Whether it was the play style, the roster fit, the construction, whatever it is, it was better suited to him. Or maybe the trade was just a wake-up call for him. Now, the question for Kevin Huerter is going to be, how much is he going to be able to pick up on what he did last year and that be something more consistent this season? He's got more now pressure coming in there. Keep in mind, Ayo Dosunmu, in and out of the lineup with injury last year. You know, we've added Isaac Okoro. We've done those type of things. But Kevin Huerter is a player that I think, through his play last year, has earned another shot at it, for sure. You can't, to me, you don't punish a player who finished the season strong in some of your best lineups with that player in the lineup. You just don't do that. And so, you know, we'll see what happens there with Kevin Huerter, but Andrew Hanlon points out an amazing fact here is the fact that, you know, while we're looking at other players that can be X factors in XYZ for the Chicago Bulls, we may have one there in Kevin Huerter. Now, there is some thought, and I've shared this thought as well, that Huerter may just not be a permanent part of this Bulls rotation. He's 26 years old. He's a free agent at the end of the year, has basically $18 million contract, which when you look at his $18 million contract versus Patrick Williams, who gave you more? Anyway, I'm going to stop there with that one. But he may not be part of the future here for the Bulls. And the Bulls are going to have to make some tough decisions on their roster next season because they have so many open roster spots. They have so much cap space as well. Even after they deal, of course, Ayo and Kobe are going to probably be the first two players that they come up with and what's going to happen there. But then after that, you know, even if you're looking to fill out this roster with role players, some of these guys you may want to keep on depending on what you do in the draft and stuff. And so Kevin Huerter is definitely a player that has played, that's done enough to make a case for himself to stay here with the Chicago Bulls. And we just got to see how that's going to work out in the future and going forward. So let me know what you guys think. Hearing these numbers from Kevin Huerter and what it looked like when he was on the court for the Chicago Bulls last year, how do you feel about his impact? What do you think his role on this team is going to be next season? Which then gets us into the last topic for today. The starting small forward position is one of the positions I think are, it's probably the only position that really has a true training camp battle. I think once Giddey resigns, he's your starting point guard. Kobe's going to be your starting shooting guard. I don't see Matis Buzelis not being a starter, a power forward for you, right? And then, of course, you got Vooch as the starting center. Now, I know my boy Wynn, but Hayes, you just never know who's going to, because Wynn's a chaos theory guy. But the starting small forward position, the way that I look at it is coming down to a few players, right? I would assume was going to make his case there. Isaac Okoro is going to make his case there. Kevin Huerter, who we just talked about, is going to make his case there. And as many of you have pointed out, with Patrick Williams making $18 million a year, he's probably going to get an opportunity to earn that as well in training camp. Now, that's not to say Dalen Terry, Julian, maybe they come in crazy when it comes down to it. Noah Essengay, does he make any pressure to push for that? We shall see. But I think when it comes down to it, like, you can see that starting small forward position is really the position that is probably the most open. Now that's based off paper. For all we know, Billy Donovan already has who his guy is going to be. Now, I did a poll on this, and we got 4,196 votes on this. This is one of the most active polls that we have had there. And for those that don't know, I try to post a poll based off every episode in the community tab on YouTube. I also do it on Twitter as well. Just kind of that thing. If you follow me in either place, you get the same poll. But on the YouTube side of it, Ayo Dosunmu got 27% of the vote. Kevin Huerter got 20% of the vote. Patrick Williams got 9% of the vote. And Isaac Okoro got 44% of the vote, which means most Bulls fans are thinking, based off this poll, are thinking that Isaac is going to win that starting small forward role. Now, There's reasons to believe that, right? You just traded for Isaac Okoro. He's a player that has shown that's been able to be a starter at times. And I think when you look at it, each one of these players offers something a little bit different, right? Now, the closest two, I would say, are probably Isaac Okoro and Ayo Dosunmu, as far as being similar in the fact that most of their impact is defensive, right? With their ability to shoot the ball some as well. And by the way, for the Twitter side of that poll, we got 189 votes. Isaac Okoro also won that one with 53% of the vote. Ayo got 20, Kevin Huerter got 17, and Patrick Williams got 9%. You know what's crazy? Patrick Williams got 9% in both polls, and he scores 9 points worthy starting coming off the bench. Nonetheless, but when you look at it, right, Kevin Huerter, of course, the shooting. His ability to stretch the floor, shoot. I think he was a solid passer for the Bulls last year as well. Not necessarily a great defender, but he did get those 1.5 steals per game. You look at Isaac Okoro and Ayo Dosunmu, both players that bring some defensive edge to that starting lineup that it is potentially lacking. I think they're both okay rebounders as well. And the shooting, Ayo Dosunmu has at times, especially in the starting lineup, has been a really good three-point shooter. Now, last season, he only shot the ball 32% overall, but as a starter, it was much better, closer to 38%, right? Isaac Okoro is one of those guys as well. Decent three-point shooter, lower volume for Isaac Okoro, but if he's able to keep up that percentage on a higher volume, he's going to have an opportunity to, while also being a switchable defender that can guard ones, twos, and threes, and even some fours as well in the NBA. And Patrick Williams, if he at least gets back to what he was defensively, can guard just about anybody, right? And is also a decent three-point shooter, low volume, high percentage. So the question when it comes down to that is, which one of these guys do you trust the most? And I think that's what Billy Donovan is going to have to ask, is what brings the right mix? Do you want more defense out there with Josh Giddey and Coby White being your starting backcourt? If you do, you're probably looking at Ayo Dosunmu or Isaac Okoro there. If not, then maybe Patrick Williams there as well. Now, for my Bulls fans to say things like, well, Patrick obviously is going to start because he's making $18 million. He's making $18 million. Him and Kevin Huerter are making $18 million. Then on top of that, Patrick Williams wasn't even the first one getting off the bench last season towards the end of that season. So, and here's the thing. I understand the logic there. I'm not saying anybody's wrong for thinking, well, they're paying him, they're going to play him. But I hope that that's not what this team bases it off of. I hope they base it off of whoever's giving you the best chance to win games. So we'll see there. And then, how much of a dark horse do you see Noah Essengay to be to get one of those starting forward positions? That's a huge question there as well. You know, while Noah is a very, very raw player, his defense, the shot blocking ability, the ability to run the rim, those type of things, are those things that he comes in and looks more polished on, and Billy Donovan thinks that that gives the team an upside? I think that that's very, very small chance of that happening. I think if at the most, you're probably looking at it being closer to modest, whereas he increases as the season goes on, and we'll see what happens there. But I think that those are the four guys that you're looking at the most that are going to be in that camp battle to win that starting small forward position. And it's an important one because you kind of know what the other guys on this team are. Of course, Modest Bouzelis is going to take a step up, and that may play a role into this as well. How many shots do you plan on running for Modest Bouzelis? Because if you plan on running him as part of your offense, you may want a lower volume guy like an Isaac Okoro who isn't going to need a bunch of shots but can bring some defensive edge for you. So it's a lot that can go into that starting small forward position, and we'll see. We'll see. I think it's a very interesting camp battle to talk about, but for all we know, Billy Donovan is going to start the starters, and it is what it is. But, you know, like we talked about before, when you have a group in Josh Giddey, Coby White, Kevin Huerter, Modest Bouzelis, and Nikola Vucevic that finished the season as strong as what they did, you may want to see what that same unit can bring to you at the start of a season as well. So that may be where we're at. But let me know what you guys think on all that down below. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and or voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that is thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.